Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
You the rider?
Yes, they said to meet you here.
Thought so. Here, let me get that gate for you.
No, that's...
There you are.
I could have just climbed over.
Oh, no problem, ma'am. You're gonna have to leave your car here, though. No way that thing's making it up that hill, I can tell you that.
You'd be surprised. Still, thanks for the lift, Ranger...
Kirk. All my friends call me Rob, though.
Thanks, Kirk. The field manager and Cody told me the road to the cave's a nightmare.
You met Greg?
Yeah, when I went to pick up my permit. You know anywhere else I could get one?
Nah, I figured that. Just haven't talked to him in a while. Don't get down to Cody much. How is he?
He's, well. He seemed like he was doing well. In good spirits, at least.
Good one!
Excuse me?
You know, good spirit. Spirit Mountain Cave. Pun, yeah?
I hate puns.
Really? I thought, well, you know, being a writer and all.
Have you read any of my books? Or are you just assuming they're full of puns?
Well, no, I'm not really a horror fan myself. Gives me the creepy crawlies. And, well, you know, Anna Sheridan books have a, well, a bit of a reputation.
Glad to hear it. So why don't you go down to Cody more often? See Greg.
Well, used to be I could go into town on the weekends, but now it seems like every teenager in the state wants to go poking around in an abandoned cave in the middle of nowhere. Had to replace the lock at the gate about 10 times already.
So why don't you just call him?
That's easy, huh? Hate to break it to you, but this ain't exactly L.A. Cell coverage is crap up here. Oh, pardon the language, miss. And then the landlines keep going down every other week. If a tree falls in a forest, does anybody hear it? Up here, answer's no, because it fell on the damn phone lines again. Oh, sorry, ma'am. Ma said I had a mouth like a KFC dumpster. Here.
What's this?
Most reliable means of communication around here besides smoke signals or just plain yelling.
Walkie-talkies?
Been using them since the 80s. Ain't failed once. You can talk clear across the range with them. Even pick up signals from Yellowstone if you're on top of the ridge and the wind's in your favor.
Really? The ones I had as a kid were...
Don't know if you noticed, but these are a mite nicer than whatever plastic crap you had back then. Besides, I just put up a bunch of new signal repeaters in the cave, so you'll probably hear signals all the way from the center of the earth. You just might get them, too. People say there are holes in the cave that go down forever. That you can hear voices from them if you listen long enough. And then there are the ghost stories.
I thought you weren't a fan of horror.
What? Oh, well, that's just probably because I get enough spooking out here all by myself. Don't need any books to spook me more.
Fair enough.
Oh, hang on, miss. Gonna get steep here for a minute. Ah, good work, Betsy. Another day, another climb. Think your Prius would have made it up there?
It's not a... Wait. What's that?
What's what?
Over there, on the other ridge. Are those radio towers?
Oh, yeah. A couple of local stations transmit from here. You know, country, gospel, pop, the usual junk.
I thought this was all protected.
And not really. It used to be back when it was a national park, but, well, it was founded in the 50s. You think cars back then could make it up that hill?
Probably not.
Damn right. Whole thing folded in 54. Shoshone Caves National Monument. Only park to ever get struck off the rolls. Cody took it back for a while, but they couldn't figure out what to do with it neither. BLM took it over in 08, and well, here I am.
Here you are. A man, a truck, and 100 acres of wilderness to protect.
Huh? It's not 100 acres.
I know. I was just putting together some lines. Shit. Now I've lost my train of thought.
Jeez, Miss Sheridan, pardon you. What are you doing?
Getting this all down before I forget. Now shush.
Didn't you already know all that?
Most of it. Better to get it firsthand, though. Oh, speaking of which, you don't mind if I record this, do you?
I guess not, so long as you don't, you know, show it to anyone.
Perfect.
Ain't you gonna start that thing?
What? Oh, I already did.
Huh? When?
Back at the gate.
What?
Keep your shirt on, Kirk. I won't tell anyone you said crap. Not even your mother. There. Got it. Close one, though.
What was?
Nearly lost the words there. The trick is to catch them before they fade. If you don't, well, then they're gone forever.
I never thought of it like that.
That's why most people aren't writers. Is that it?
Is that... Oh, yeah, here we are.
Perfect.
Sure you'll be okay by yourself? It's getting dark.
I'm sure. Besides, if I need you, I know how to find you.
Oh, yeah, guess you do.
See you tomorrow.
Wait, Miss Sheridan!
What?
You forgot your recorder.
Oh, right. Thanks, Kirk.
You take care in there, yeah? That cave can get a little... Well, you know.
Yeah, right. Thanks for the ride.
Yeah, sure. Take care.
All right, then. Time to work for a living. All right. Kirk? You there? I'm at the cave entrance.
Copy that, Miss Sheridan. Hey, you made good time. Sun's still up.
Barely. Not that it'll matter once I'm inside.
You keep in touch, all right?
Will do, Kirk. Over and out. All right. I'm at the cave entrance now, and it's definitely here, whatever it is. Those radio towers were definitely a surprise, but they shouldn't have been. Whatever's causing this distortion probably has a very small sphere of influence. It probably wouldn't have been noticeable if Kirk hadn't installed- Ow! Oh, my head! Speak of the devil! Yeah, that's definitely one of his signal repeaters. Probably how this thing's been interfering with radios down in Cody. Some of the poltergeists I've dealt with did cause a little EM disruption. But nothing this severe. Normally I'd ignore it, but... What the...
Sheridan?
Fuck!
Sheridan! Can you hear me in there? Everything okay?
Ranger Kirk, may I offer you some constructive criticism?
Huh?
When you're calling someone exploring a dark, creepy cave by themselves, could you try not shouting into your radio?
Ow! You keep your shirt on, Sheridan. I'm still in the truck. I'm just trying to be heard over the engine.
If I have a heart attack down here, my ghost will totally haunt you until the end of time.
Sure. I just thought I should check the recording before you got to board.
Kirk? Kirk, can you hear me? Hello? Cheap piece of junk. Kirk! Are you still there? I think I might have bumped one of your repeaters with my head. Something could have been knocked loose.
Here. You. Okay?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm here. What happened?
I'm in the truck. Top of the ridge. Signal. Failed. Thank you.
I thought you said these things were reliable.
Said that.
Kirk, can you repeat that? There's a lot of interference.
What? I hear you. Good. Up here.
Keep what? Keep talking? Keep going?
Keep in touch, all right?
Copy that. I'll let you know as soon as anything... Whoa!
You okay?
Only just... Shit! How did I not notice this? Kirk! Come in, Kirk! Oh, of course. This is it. Can't believe I almost missed it. Or fell into it, I guess. Whatever's causing the interference is definitely down at the bottom of this crevice. No problem. Just climb down the bottomless pit, find the source, and figure out how to get rid of it. I'm guessing this one's probably less of a go-to-your-peace ghost than a the-power-of-Christ-compels-you one. Then I just scramble back up and make camp outside. All in a day's work. All in a day's... I can't do this. I can't do this. No. You can do this. You've done this before. You're Anna Sheridan. You've got this. You've got this. I've got this. One. Two. Three. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Shit. Breathe, Sheridan. Breathe. Come on. You've made it this far. No turning back now. 11. 12. 13. 14, 15, 6, Ow! And there's the end of the rope. Just enough to... Holy hell. Okay, I'm still recording. Some kind of massive underground chamber. At least half a mile wide, and a mile deep from what I can see. And I can't even see the edges with my headlamp. The walls are rounded. They look like a mix of metallic and crystalline rock. And the echo. Hello? Okay, that's kind of creepy. So this is where the signal's coming from. Not really what I expected. But what's causing it?
Miss Sheridan! Miss Sheridan! Can you hear me? Over? Please come in!
Finally. Yeah, Kirk, I copy. Can you hear me?
Oh, thank God. I thought I'd lost you.
I'm fine, Kirk. Like I told you, I didn't fall down that hole. Everything's fine.
You told Anna? I don't know who you think you're talking to, but it sure as hell ain't me.
What do you mean it's not you?
Just get out of there. Whatever you do, get out of there. Don't miss me.
Kirk! Kirk, come in! What do you mean it wasn't you? What?
Don't listen to that thing. Listen to me.
Holy shit! Okay, got a grip. Climb. You've got to climb now. Stop talking and do it, Sheridan! Oh God. Oh God. Oh God.
Come in. Sheridan.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, back to the tunnel. Halfway there. Just keep going. You're fine so long as the rope doesn't... Ow! Okay, caught yourself. You're almost there. Just don't look down. Whatever you do, don't. Look down.
Sheridan, can you hear me? Come to me.
9, 10, 11, 12. It's just a voice. It can't hurt you. It's just a voice. It can't.
And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. Printed the wide breast of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God, and he hath all his nestures and all his thigh name written.
13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Yes!
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes! Anna Sheridan, 20. Forces of Darkness, 0. Who are you gonna call? I ain't afraid of no. Shit!
Pardon your language, Sheridan.
Shut up! Shut up! You are not real. You are not real! You can't...
Come to me. Sheridan, can you hear me? What the hell's going on in there?
Kirk, is that you?
No, it's... whatever that thing is, don't listen to it. I'm coming as fast as I can. Don't listen. No one is coming.
Shut up!
Now, what did I say about your language, Miss Sheridan? Whoa. Take it easy, Miss Sheridan. It's just me. See, it's Rob.
I've never called you Rob.
What?
I've never called you Rob. The real Kirk would know that.
Well, shoot. Guess I must be the evil spirit of Shoshone Caves, then. And I would have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't for you meddling.
Stay back. Stay. Stay away!
Anna, it's me! And if you're gonna get picky about it, I never called you that neither. Just listen to... Anna, walk towards me, slowly.
No. Nope. No way I'm falling for that.
Just listen to me. Look behind you.
Just how stupid do you think I... Oh, Christ.
Run, Anna, run! Come, Anna, come.
Stay back! Stay away from me!
Come. Anna, duck!
Wait, it's copying! Oh!
Damn it, that hurts.
Kirk, is that you?
I sure as hell wish it weren't.
Oh, thank God. Oh, Jesus, Kirk. That doesn't look good.
You should see the other me. Is it dead?
I don't think it was really alive to begin with. We should go.
Oh, sure. Drive down the mountain with a bullet in my shoulder. Yeah. Great idea.
Give me your keys.
What? Are you sure you can...
Just shut up and help me get you into the car.
Oh. What? What happened in there?
Trust me. The less you know, the better.
Why?
Because you have to live up here.
No, really. What happened? I heard you talking to someone. Something in there sounded an awful lot like me.
It sounded exactly like you. It looked like you, too.
Well, that's good looking, but...
I was stealing your words. Must have picked them up through the walkie-talkie. Or maybe the car radio?
Stealing my... Why? What did it want them for?
Catching... words.
Huh?
Ah. Kirk, you okay?
Yeah. That was my good shoulder, damn it. This road.
And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the
What is that?
Come, what? Oh, him? I don't know. Some nutcase preacher down in Cody. I listen to him whenever I need a good laugh.
He doesn't... use one of those towers on the ridge, does he?
Probably. Wouldn't get a signal otherwise. What are you doing?
My recorder. It's gone. I must have dropped it back
whoa,
in the...
Whoa. Hey, watch the road, Miss Sheridan. Is it important?
What?
The recorder. Important?
No, I guess not.
That's right, it ain't. We got away all right, and that thing's up there dead. Nothing to be afraid of.
Right. Nothing to be afraid of.
Set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that, he must be loosed a little season. And now, at the end of the last great battle for righteousness, holiness, and the immortal soul of man, a word from our sponsors. Oh, Christ. What? What? Hello? Hello? Someone there? Damn, who's messing with my equipment? Holy yeah, I can hear you. Who is this?
This is Anna Sheridan. Lost in Spirit Mountain. Send. Please send help.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Homestead on the Corner. Today's Radio Age ghost story was written and directed by Trevor Van Winkle and stars Aaron Neely Chaconis as Anna, Jeff Fromey as Kirk, and Trevor Van Winkle as the radio evangelist, with music from the indescribable enigma that is Lauren Baker. Do you hear voices from the great beyond? Whispered, stolen words rising from some terrible, unknown source? Then you're probably just on social media, where you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Trevor_VW. And while you're ensnared in that vast and haunted network, be sure to check out homesteadonthecorner.com for extra content, outtakes, and more info about the show. Next episode, I'm following up on the character web teaching to discuss individual character development techniques. Be sure to follow so you don't miss it, and please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It really does help get the show out to more people. Well, that's about all for now. From the Homestead on the Corner, have a great day, and keep writing.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.